Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
there has been a tendency to want to put persons who worship God or worship the Almighty in a jar if they differ from our approach.
Oh, from the world's
Christ fought against that. He said, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout the earth. You know, I can worship as long as I operate under the Spirit of Christ, or the Spirit of the Almighty. I am correct in my approach. Now, I might not fit in John Doe's jar, but all he required that I do it in spirit and in truth.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know about what time your book will be released?
I'm not certain about that, but hopefully before the end of the year.
Okay. And there's a need for those types of books in today's world that talk about God and scriptures. What is your perception on college for today's youth? Do you feel that enough of the youth are going to college?
Well, one thing that saddens me is that our budget in this country, our finances have been affected and affected by some governmental practices prior to the Obama administration, which is working very hard to straighten it out, which affects family incomes, which affects young people going to college. But I think each young person should seek to get the most education that he or she can muster. You can't get too much education. Education... Education, even the greatest prophets and the Christ that I serve taught that without education, you suffer.
Yes,
without vision, people perish. We have to educate these minds and move in informed, as informed persons. And school tends to be, for our ethnicity, one of the greatest things that gifts that God has given. And as I said, our universities and all were founded by the Christian church, persons of who were interested, the Hebraic groups.
Yes.
You see.
Okay. You had said before we came on the air that there was something you wanted to read.
Yes.
I believe it's about the kitchen cabinet. Am I correct?
Yes. I received a second certificate dated the 13th of July, the 16th of July, 2013, and this letter accompanied it. It just explains that during former President Andrew Jackson's administration back in the 30s, his opponents coined the term kitchen cabinet to describe a group of unofficial counselors which President Andrew Jackson depended upon outside of his formal cabinet of advisors. And this letter comes to me from Ms. Laura Santucci, Democratic National Committee Chief of Staff. And
okay.
It says, as a dedicated supporter of President Obama and the Democratic Party leader in your area, you are someone the president looks to for such support. As a result, President Obama is asking you to be an honorary member of the Democratic National Committee's Kitchen cabinet. It says you were an integral part of the cabinet during his first term, and we want to count on you. And, of course, there's a very nice certificate that comes. It's no either the following individual, Walter Byrne, Ph.D., has been appointed as an honorary member of President Barack Obama's kitchen cabinet, effective upon the date of July 16, 2013, and under Chief of Staff Santucci's signature, and, of course, the President, His Honor President Barack Hussein Obama, the 44th President of these United States of America.
That
very
is
nice
wonderful.
Certificate.
That is wonderful. You definitely are worthy of that. I mean, of that type of award, or that type of certificate. Do you meet with President Obama? I mean, do you and other people meet with him?
Yes, representatives of this committee meet with the president. Now, of course, everybody on the kitchen cabinet doesn't. I've had the opportunity to see and meet him, and, of course, my own brother, some years before he became a U.S. senator, predicted that he would be the first of our ethnicity to be president of these United States. My brother's a resident of Chicago, and, of course, the president was very active in the Chicago community at the grassroots level and upward. And then he became a state senator after graduating from law school at Harvard and becoming head of the Harvard Law Review, the first African-American to do so. And, of course, he became U.S. Senator, and then he announced that he was running for president. And he won very handily the first time, and he spanked them worse even the second time. And so he has been very positive to get a health care initiative passed. So each American citizen, each American who is a United States citizen in this country can have the right to health care. And it's a shame. It would be a shame if it continued with the working poor, people working 8 and more hours a day, many times 2 jobs, and not have any health care. The president has made it possible, and Ms. Butler, there are some articles that I want to refer your attention after this goes off, but we want to refer the persons who are reading the media to look at the advantages of the president's health care initiative.
Well, I have a question, and I hope you can answer it. Why are the Republicans trying to repeal the health care? They call it Obamacare, but I know that's not the correct name of it. Why are they trying they're trying to do more harm than good to the American people?
Because they
That's my opinion.
Some Republicans feel that that's conservative thought. That thought is conservative. They don't think that government should assist. But the government derives its just its power from the consent of the governed.
Yes.
Now, if anybody has read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of these United States of America, you will know that you derive, we are We are a self-governing nation. That's a democracy. Yes. We appoint you derive as a leader in this country your powers from the consent of the governed. Okay? We
yes,
vote
sir.
You in, and when you fail to do what you're supposed to, we vote you out. And the Republicans saw that a change is coming and coming and coming. And, you know, the person that seeks to interfere with change, not accept change, you're going to be lost along the way. And America, this country, is seeing the floundering of the Republican Party. They're opposing each other and they're arguing. But they don't want to see that type of positivity, especially from the instrument that is being used to present it.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And they want to say that. But Dr. King, let me say this. Dr. King used to tell us, and through his readings, you learn that he taught that if my brother and sister are deprived, then my comfort level is in jeopardy.
Yes.
And it's ungodly. It's inhumane for people to work and not receive adequate pay, not be able to afford proper foodstuffs and health care for their families. And somebody...
I'm sorry
yes.
to interrupt you, but Republicans have health care. They have food. They're paid to govern the people. It just, in my opinion, they are doing more harm than good to the people.
Well, and the way we show them that is vote more of them out of office. And it's not just Republicans. We got some Democrats that we're going to have to report out. We're going to have to vote out. If they don't do what the people, they're there at the will of the governed. They have a constitution of these United States. And if they aren't willing to do what they tell them, then they become an X.
Yes.
They become an X.
I understand the X. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Past.
A former.
Former.
I'd rather call it X and former because you can retire and you're a former. But X, when you think of X, you think that someone who has received justifiably the Golden Boot Award. Okay?
All right. So how does Ms. Burns feel about First Lady Michelle Obama? What does she have to say about her?
She often speaks about how well the First Lady takes a leadership role in some areas of interest to her and some areas that show a most innovative approach to being the official hostess or wife of the President of the United States.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So your wife and family must be very proud of you. I mean, Dr. Burns, to be honest, you've had a distinguished career. You're very intelligent. You're very educated. You're very astute. You're distinguished. And I think it's great, you know, that, you know, you've been a judge. I think you're still a judge to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
You're an author, a different type of judge. You're an author. You've been a professor. I mean, you just did so many things with your life, and I can tell the education is very important to you. But like you said, because of the economy and the cutbacks, college is very high. I was intending to go back to college, but I saw the prices, and I would have to take out, like, thousands in student loans. So that's a deterrent.
Yeah, but the president has stepped in and cut student loans some.
He's been able to get
those student loans cut some, and there are those of us who continue to work with him. But anytime you need the initiative, there are resources that we have, private scholarships that we don't use enough of. And I'd like to send you a copy of a list of scholarships.
Well, thank you.
That in the future, in the near future, and you can look at, and you might want to point this out in a special session of your broadcast.
Okay.
When you receive this.
All right.
This is public. And many, and I talk to students and young people all the time, and not as young people. You're still a young person.
Yeah, I have a birthday this week.
you can always go back to school. Always go back to school. I saw a man get inducted in the Football Hall of Fame the other night, and he had his mother's stand. Now, he's a man in his 50s, and his mother went back, and she always wanted to go to school. She went back and got her bachelor's and master's. A very dear friend of mine who has educated, she and her husband have educated their children. She has young grandchildren. She got her bachelor's degree this past Saturday. Here in Atlanta.
Yes, sir. You have helped a lot of people, young people, too.
I give God the glory for that.
Yes, you have helped young people.
And I thank him for my parents and grandparents who taught me that God blesses you for you to be a blessing, an instrument of blessing. And they showed me that. They mentored us, and their lives indicated that God expects it. You become wealthy. Oprah Winfrey becomes wealthier and wealthier because she gives.
Yes, she
does.
She gives.
She's a giver. And you give unconditionally. You give out of love, not expecting something to come back to you. But God promises if you do it, you know, that he'll open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive.
Yes, he does. And I more than look forward to receiving that list from you, the scholarship list.
Okay.
Yes, I do. So what's next, Dr. Burns? I mean, you have so much going on. Besides your book, is there going to be another book after this fifth book, or, I mean?
If it's the will of Almighty, it will be. It's certainly my will to do something and continue to do something worthwhile. There's still a lot to be done, and I thank him for health and strength, and I pray for more health and strength, and I try to keep my health on the upside so I can be of service and render a service.
Okay. Well, I look forward to receiving that book, and I'm glad you agreed to come on the show.
Hold me to it.
Hold you to it. I will hold you to it. Okay. And I will announce that list of scholarships once I do receive it. I know you're a busy man, so when I do receive it, I would definitely put the list of scholarships out there on the air. So we were talking about your book. You had sent me a copy of another book, a book,
mm-hmm.
and it had to do with, I believe, sexual identity. Am I right?
Sexual addiction.
Yes, sir.
In young males, yes.
In young males.
Counseling, the idea of new identity in Christ can we effectively counsel young males in the area of sexual addiction. You're having too many situations of young male teachers, young men, going to jail and prison. Every day I hear some young school official, some young minister, somebody getting in trouble, and we're going to have to do more to counsel our young men and teach them your life is worth more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and men like you are doing
it's
that.
It's improper. It's improper. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I agree with you. There are too many young men going to prison. There are too mm-hmm. many of them dropping out. It's way too many, and I'm not sure the exact reason of why it's happening, but it is happening.
We need to keep these fathers out of prison in these homes where they can help really men. Women make, especially in our community, have been strong towers, but it takes a man to raise a village to raise anybody, but it takes a man to rear a child, a man child.
Yes,
every man child needs a good role model. And as I said, I thank God for my father and my grandfathers and my uncles and pastors and professors. I had some good role models. And I'm blessed beyond measure.
And you're a role model yourself, of course. You too are a role model for many young men and even older men.
Well, thank you so much.
So you believe that, do you believe, now I know this is a touchy subject because you are a judge, do you feel that they're just, that the prisons are overcrowded, that there should be another way to rehabilitate people for certain types of crimes?
Well, number one, that is such a thing, animal, that has surfaced. The prison industrial complex is somebody referred to it the other day as a 2013 slavery, trying to creep back into our society.
Yes, sir.
While men and women are placed in prison, especially African-American and men of brown skin.
That is true.
Hispanics, Asians, are placed in prisons. And those prisons are not owned by municipalities or counties or states. They're owned by personal corporations who,
yes,
for pennies, improper care, make millions of dollars on getting people in there. Yeah, what I did when I was in juvenile court is I headed the diversion project, and I worked in close contact with the schools, and there were certain offenses that a juvenile, That's one category that we didn't like, disrupting public school. Some teachers in some school would use that to just kick children out of school, especially males. And we had to get that thing under control in Metro Atlanta and Fulton County, in the county I live in and worked in. And of course, I can work in anywhere in the state of Georgia, but
yes.
I got on top of that and rode that horse strongly. Some kids did some vandalism, and I got those kids together. And I gave an order, and I got a chief judge, one of my chiefs, to underscore me in that order that the parents pay this money back, and they let the young men work and earn the money. And we restored every dime of those buildings that were destroyed. We got every dime of that money, We require these young men to be in. You're required to be at school. The parents were required to attend a class session. We made it convenient to their work hours. But I would get on it, and I would, I've even gone to some schools. I was a former public school teacher. I started there and in graduate school years ago when I came out of Morehouse at 19 years of age. I went to graduate school, and I taught, and I let them know that, I didn't have to call a roll in my class.
Okay.
Every seat was full.
Okay. I like what you did with the vandalism, the young people who vandalized those buildings. I wish more judges would take that approach in America.
We had the parents to pay what they could. We gave them a certain period of time to pay it. And we set up some small jobs, wash cars, cut some grass, pick up bottles, turn your money, and pay your parents back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that worked
and
better.
One of these young men we dealt with in a program like this. He comes up to me often, and one day he was full about something, but he cried tears. He said, "Dr. Burns, if it had not been for you, I would have been in prison myself now." But he's a high-ranking police official.
Yes.
High-ranking police official, about 29 years of age.
That
I made him go to class every day. I said, "You going if I have to escort you?" Yeah.
That is great. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. That is definitely.
And one thing I have to say about my own son, he was not a perfect child. He was well educated. He was smart, but he is a great father now, and he's at his children's school. And of course, my oldest granddaughter graduated from charter school, and she'll be going to college next week in a few days.
But that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful. You definitely have been blessed.
Very proud of her. My oldest granddaughter, 17 years old.
17 years old. That is wonderful, Dr. Burns. That is great. Mm-hmm. Grateful to God, yes. I wish more judges would do what you have did here in the United States of America, because the prison is just full of us, you know. So I wish they could see things from your point of view, but then everybody's different.
Well, I went to law school part-time after I got my second master's and my first doctorate. Went to law school and then two law schools, and then I went to the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges and got my certification there to work I was appointed by a former chief judge of Fulton County Juvenile Court to the position I had. It's a position that, and I won't give the definition, I'll let people find out, it is called a pro hoc judgeship.
Okay.
I was a pro hoc judge.
I had trouble pronouncing that.
P-R-O-H-O-C.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, Dr. Burns, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You told me to have you off the air by 7:30. It's 6:30 my time. So I'm going to end the show. It's a little after. It's like 35 after. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Dr. Burns. And you're welcome to come back anytime.
Bless you, and bless all those persons who are listening to this. And we hope we have said something that can inspire you or that can help you in some way. Bless you all.
All right. Thank
you. Good evening.
Thank you. You have definitely inspired the listeners. Thank you. right, listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Dr. Walter Burns has been on the show. Dr. Burns has a new book coming out. He did not give me the name of the book, but he's coming out with a new book. And I hope you have enjoyed Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm going to go to some commercials now, and then I'm going to end the show.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to talking to you or have you listening to me tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you.